following program has been pre-recorded.
Good morning on this Christmas Eve Friday. Welcome to a Best of Bob Bell Show. As this first hour, we're going to repeat the 7 o'clock hour of Tuesday show with a little coffee talk with Bob Bell and Riley Woody on the broadcast. That's coming up on WRJZ, and a Merry Christmas on this Christmas Eve Friday edition. And coming up at the 7 o'clock hour, just like we said yesterday, is a rebroadcast of his junior co-host show, the 7 to 8 o'clock hour, with his junior co-host on the broadcast of this past Wednesday, Lily, Ava, and Mae Hooten. That's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Welcome in on this Christmas Eve Friday, a special Bob Bell Show Christmas Eve edition.
When it comes to being a talk show host,
Bob laments.
People are dumb, panicky, dangerous animals, and you know it.
The Bob Bell Show. Joy 620 WRJZ.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Hello. Iron coffee pot, cents in coffee pot. Say, I know use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
Trump is Inc. in America.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pot, cents in coffee pot. Say, I know use to me.
Yep.
If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
One more time.
All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. Iron coffee pot, cents in coffee pot, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea.
Well, that's a little scary. I'm sitting here looking at Lord Lockdown at the same time I'm listening to that.
Oh, no.
Yes, Lord Lockdown is on there. Yeah, we're going to have masks when we go to bed together. Even for husbands and wives ought to have masks.
He looks like he's spending too much time in the sun. You see all those age spots on his face?
Well, he looks to me like he escaped from Mad Magazine in 1970.
Yeah, he does.
That's what he looks like.
Well, you know.
We're talking about Dr. Fauci. I'm sorry.
Candace Owens always signs her show off with, "And Fauci is evil. Peace out."
Who does?
Candace Owens.
Candace Owens does?
Yeah.
I love her. She's so funny. 707 brought to you by our good friends at the Mission of Hope. They're still taking up donations, by the way. Their distribution is complete. Of course, the school year has ended in the places where they've gone. They served over 13,000 children, but you can still help out with replenishing the cost that they've already spent. So all you have to do is go missionofhope.org. Why is Dr. Fauci still on the air? Oh, they're doing an interview. Oh, dear.
Oh, it's live.
Oh, because it is. Because you got the president doing his thing. Why did we open up with a proper cup of coffee? All right, Riley Woody is going to help me with coffeeology. I have failed coffeeologies. We went to several coffee places
yesterday.
As we did with the wonderful and talented Jenny Bushkill. So I was the driver, chauffeuring these two around. And I went to one place and I ordered a latte macchiato, something or other.
It's just a macchiato.
Whatever.
Ordered a macchiato.
Okay. Well, I got a small cup. We're not saying where we went to, because they gave me the right thing.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't there.
But I was disappointed.
Well, you were disappointed.
Because I was expecting like a full cup of coffee or something.
Right. And instead,
it was just
you ordered a macchiato. Yeah, you got a shot with a little bit of milk in it.
Okay. All right. This is what I hear.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear all these people ordering things in apparently what sounds to me like code. This goes back 30 years ago to a movie called L.A. Story. When I first saw this, I just laughed because I thought that's the dumbest thing I ever heard of how people in Los Angeles order their coffee.
I'll have a decaf coffee.
I'll have a decaf espresso.
I'll have a double decaf cappuccino.
Give me decaffeinated coffee ice cream.
I'll have a half double decaffeinated half cap with a twist of lemon.
I'll have a twist of lemon.
I don't know why we have lemon, but
don't put lemon in your coffee.
I know.
That's really bad for your mouth.
It's all a joke. But it was from L.A. Story.
Well, yeah, that ordering decaf coffee. I mean, there's nothing
wrong with decaf coffee.
But what that tells you is that the person likes the taste of the coffee instead of just the caffeine, which is great. But let me tell you that decaf espresso does not exist.
No.
That's not a real thing.
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Well, here's what my dad said about decaf coffee, by the way, who is a medical doctor. That's one of the worst things you could possibly put in your body. He didn't tell me exactly why, but he was adamant about it. If you're going to drink coffee, drink coffee. But don't drink this decaf stuff. That's awful. I said, okay. Which I never have. I'm sorry I interrupted you. So teach me coffeeology.
Well,
let's say I want something that's bold,
mm-hmm.
but has a little bit of sweet to it, but it's dark and it's rich. It'll get me going. It'll get me hyped up a little bit, but at the same time, you know, it won't put too much sugar in me, but I do want some sweet.
Well,
what do I order?
I mean, you can manually put sugar in it. I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, but no, nah, I wouldn't put bleach sugar in it.
Well, no.
The white sugar.
Yeah, I know.
That's bleach.
I'm aware. No. Yeah.
Okay.
You can add your own sugar. If you're looking for coffee with sugar in it, then you're going to order some kind of latte.
Okay.
And that's going to be based on whatever they're serving at the time. So
okay.
You can go down a couple blocks from here to the coffee shop.
To Likewise.
Mm-hmm. That we love to frequent, and they do seasonal stuff. So, like, right now they've got a Black Forest latte that's got cherry flavors.
Which is what you have.
Good. Yeah, I had that yesterday. Yep.
All right.
Yep, so it's got...
Because
like
you ordered this Black Forest coffee, and I went, and I thought, well, what?
It's not the coffee.
Is it like pine cones
in
there?
It's the latte.
Okay, it's latte.
So,
what's the difference between coffee and latte?
Well, so a latte has a lot of milk in it. So it's very milky.
Latte has a latte
very,
milk in it. You got it, Dave?
It's a very milky coffee.
Okay.
But it is coffee. It'll have coffee in it. Whereas, like, if you do a cappuccino, you've got espresso with milk on top of it. So a latte will have some coffee. And it'll have a lot of milk, and then it'll have some flavor. So you can, and the flavor's in the name, you know,
yeah.
Unless you go, in fact, I've been to some coffee shops, like I went to one in Alabama in Gulf Shores,
uh-huh.
that they had named all their things very individually and originally so that, like, they're supposed to be memorable. I don't remember a single one, so I can't give you any examples. But let's say there was something like the Green Monster. It's a mint chocolate coffee. But you have to read the description on the menu, and it's got like five or six different ingredients that give it the flavor that it has.
And it does you well to go ahead and look through
to
make sure you know.
Yeah, you want to read all of those things because sometimes
you may get a bad
slide
surprise.
In something weird, you know, like almond milk or something.
Well, I like almond milk. I dig it.
I am not an alternative milk girl, which means I'm probably not, like, the most finessed coffee drinker. There
gotcha.
Are girls who go in who are like, I want a flat white, but it better be with oat milk. And it's just... I don't do
that. No, I'm not
like
that. I'm going to have animal milk if I do. I mean, when I had my shake this morning with spinach in it and some protein that was kind of sweet,
mm-hmm.
that was very good, and a half a frozen banana.
Mm-hmm.
It was made out of a banana that was starting to get old, but I put it in the freezer, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. So I had that, and it was really good, but I had coconut milk.
The base was perfect. Yep, you got to put coconut milk in your smoothies. It'll change your world.
But to do that in coffee, it just doesn't mix.
No.
Coconut milk's not made for that.
Yeah, it's not really made for that. It doesn't have the consistency. It's a very watery milk.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the right consistency. And
a little bit of cow's milk in there.
You do want some fat in your coffee if you're putting cream in it because you won't feel the effect. The point of the fat is to smooth the taste out for you and to cut that acidity.
Oh, see, so, now you're educating me. This is good.
The coffee is very highly acidic, and the darker
correct.
You get, the more acidic it is. And
right.
so it's hard on your teeth, it's hard on your enamel, it's hard on your stomach. Sometimes
right.
it'll give you heartburn.
Right.
And you don't want to drink it on an empty stomach because
right.
that'll compound everything. I love to drink it with cream. So I don't drink black coffee. My grandparents drink black coffee. My mom doesn't
right.
like black coffee either,
right.
which is where I got the trend from. But I will just drink it with cream. And I don't like flavored cream. I hate the sugar. I don't like getting my sugar that
way. You don't
way.
Want the French vanilla cream and
no,
all that junk.
No,
okay.
I don't want any of that. I
so
just
I kinda like
want,
that.
Want half and half. And
I like some
funny.
Hazelnut occasionally and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, and I can get behind a hazelnut. I'd rather it be in the coffee than the cream because
gotcha.
There's no sugar when you put hazelnut in the coffee.
Oh.
But I just don't like getting my sugar that way. I have so many other creative ways to do that. So.
Sure.
But I had this boss at one place that I worked. He kept mm-hmm. fat-free half and half in the refrigerator. And it drove me nuts because half and half, like the point is that it's half cream and half milk. And it's very rich and fatty. Like,
sure.
that's what makes it so good to put in your coffee. And yet it's not, you don't have quite as many calories as if you just put heavy whipping cream in there, right? Which is still good in your coffee.
So it sounds like.
So he had fat-free half and half.
Yeah.
Yes, and it was like, that's like, you know. That's
I've never
like,
had that, and I don't like it. Don't like the idea.
It's yeah, it's terrible. It's kind of like buying skim milk from anywhere but Weigel's, right? Like, all you're really buying is water, and you can tell. You can taste it. It's
yeah.
just water.
It really is skimmed
it's
off the top.
White water, yeah.
Yeah, skimmed off the top.
Yep.
Okay, so you declared yesterday in the car that we need to get into a discussion about what to put in and what not to put
yeah.
in your coffee.
We need to have an argument about that.
Okay.
Because I'm going to win.
Okay. Well, I think putting real honest-to-goodness sugar
well, first of all,
from a cane field
first
is
of all,
good.
It matters what you put your coffee in, okay, oh, Bob?
Okay.
Like, your cups need to be cleaned, and they need to be fairly regularly
cleaned. Whoa. Your cups need to be cleaned.
Yes, they need to be cleaned.
No.
Listen,
no.
people... Bob Bell doesn't wash his cup, and last week I washed it for him for the first time in months.
And I'm sitting here drinking out of it. It's like it's tasteless. It's lost its seasoning.
That's so gross.
The number is 865-342-5620. Back me up on this, or you can tell me I'm wrong. I'm okay either way. 865, but you don't wash coffee cups.
Yes,
like
you do. You wash. Yes, you wash them very thoroughly.
No.
I washed Bob's thoroughly enough that I broke the lid and had to replace it.
You did good, though, by the way. It's also an orange top, so it's
yes.
kind of like a big orange.
It's very volunteer. Yeah, that came from Marshall, actually. I went into his office. I was like, do you have any super glue? And he goes, what do you need super glue?
Super glue on my...
And I was
I'm glad
like,
you didn't find any
I
super
broke
glue.
Bob's lid. I had to clean the cup, and I broke the lid.
Well, I would hope he laughed.
So horribly... Oh, he thought it was hilarious. It's so horribly humiliating when you, like, offer to do somebody a service, and then you have to hand it back to him, and it's worse than it was before.
She
and
didn't
so he
listen.
Was like, he goes... Well, you know, you can buy new lids. Just tell him to go buy a new lid.
Ms. Woody is a wonderful person. She didn't offer to do me a service. She demanded. Give me that. I said, okay. I wasn't going to fight her. I was too tired.
I was like.
I said, well, okay. She, I'm going to wash that.
Yeah, I was like, you can't keep drinking that.
I said, but it'll lose its seasoning.
It's so gross.
You know.
Seasoning is not a thing, Bob. Not
sure
in a,
it is.
In a cup.
You haven't tried it. So the number is 865-342-5620. I say I'm right. Coffee cup ought to have some seasoning to it. 342-5620. Just like somebody asked you.
Just buy seasoning.
You don't wash an iron skillet. No, don't look at me that way. The number is 865-342-5620. Y'all set her straight here or tell me that I'm crazy. Because I don't like to wash my coffee cups.
So I bleach my
it's not gross. I mean, I do actually swirl water in it.
I love to think.
But not soapy and brushy and none of that.
There were caked coffee grounds on your lid.
The number is 865-342-5620. I'll be here for your rebuttal. We're back in just a few moments. The Bob Bell Show brought to you by the Mission of Hope. I hope y'all aren't getting sick. Everything's okay. Good. We're back in a few moments. The temperature now, 35 degrees.
I stopped asking questions because I never thought I'd.
The Bob Bell Show. About to start right now. Joy 620 WRJZ.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Have you heard this one?
You
really this is a really intense version.
Are a heel.
Small town titan.
You're as cuddly as a cactus and as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Come on, man. Here we go.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black pea.
If you're going to sing it, do it this way, right here, now. Come on. 724, Joy 620, WRJZ.
You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch.
Second single. like that, man. 7:25. Good morning.
I'm glad you can. I'm really glad you can sing like that.
Because I would be.
Yeah, you would be all the time.
All over this place, man.
Well, I think it's funny because both
Marshall would run out of his office screaming every day. Ah! Get him out of here!
But both of us are sitting here, like, bobbing our heads and getting really into it. And then Dave's over there, like, he's listening to classical music or something.
Yeah.
He looks bored.
He had a little tear in his eye. 7:25.
So beautiful.
For those of you who don't know, that's Small Town Titans. And we discovered that a couple of 3 years ago. And I just listened to that and I went, whoa. This is the way it ought to be done.
It's real serious.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, it's intense. Meanwhile, I like my coffee intense.
Uh-huh.
So the word is,
yeah,
and you can educate me on this, but I heard this, can't remember where, I must have read an article. Really, for the most part, the lighter the coffee looks,
uh-huh,
it's actually stronger in caffeine.
Yeah.
I did not know that until just recently.
Not just,
for the
it's
most
not
part.
Really how it looks, but like you have a light roast, a medium roast, and a dark roast,
uh-huh,
right? So when you go to the grocery store, so let's say you're looking at Javalia, and they'll make...
I'm sorry, what are you?
Javalia.
Javalia.
You
ever heard of that, Dave?
It's a coffee company.
No, me neither.
It's the yellow bags.
Okay.
So when there's a whole wall of coffee, you look for the yellow ones. Those are Javalia.
Okay.
It's good stuff. But anyways, so it's, you can get a light roast, and that has a lot of caffeine in it. And then you can get a medium roast, which has a little bit less caffeine in it. It's going to be like a golden color. And then you can go to a dark roast, which is like practically black, right? I mean,
right,
it's like drinking oil.
Right.
And
which is what I like.
Yeah. Oh, I've always been a dark roast person.
Yeah.
And then I was doing some kind of temp job where you have a lot of time on your hands.
Uh-huh.
And so I was thinking about it. And I was like, you know, I wonder, because coffee is made out of water, right? Like you brew the water through the coffee ground. So I was like, does it change chemically? Like, isn't it just flavored water? And so I was Googling, like,
now, water's
does this
very count important.
As water? No, water's very important.
The filtered water is extremely important.
Right. Right.
Yes.
And so I was trying to figure out, I was like, you know, I need more water. Like, I need to be able to meet my daily water count because that's a real big thing right now. And so it's like, I got to meet my daily water count. Well, can I count my coffee as water? And so I was Googling it and, like, trying to figure out. And I said, well, I mean, technically coffee is fluid and it still has some of the components of water that you need, right? And it was like, but the problem with coffee is that the caffeine in it is a natural diuretic.
Right.
So it makes you pee more. It makes you pass
makes
more
you
water.
Get rid of
your
more
body.
Water.
Right. And so instead of replacing the water, it really kind of is self-defeating, and then it gets you to empty water. So that's why it doesn't count as part of your water count, because it kind of undoes the work that you're doing to try and make sure you got all the water.
So we're in coffeeology with Riley Woody today. I'm trying to learn. So I've learned that too, to say that, yeah, when we drink water, and I count water as water. That's the only thing I count as water.
Yeah.
So 20 ounces of this is 20 ounces of water.
Fun fact.
Another 8 ounces, that doesn't matter.
Right. Fun fact, carbonated water still counts as water, as long as it doesn't have any additives. You got to read the ingredients list. But when I was in, so the higher altitude you get, the more water you need to like where your typical daily intake is 64 ounces, like you need 8 cups of water a day.
You need a lot more in a plane.
You got to have more than that if you're living at a higher altitude. So I'm living, you know, more than a mile up in Colorado Springs this summer, and I got to have water all the time.
You're at the Mile High Ministry.
All the time, yeah. Well, and my boss at Focus, he drank tea. He had tea in a water bottle that he carried around all the time, because you can drink tea and it still counts as water, right?
Yes.
As long as it doesn't have caffeine in it. So he was carrying that around. So I bought soda water. I bought carbonated water, and I was at a dinner party. And
as long as it doesn't have aspartame in it, it's no
problem. Right. And so one of the women that I was at the dinner party with, she said, well, that doesn't count. Like, that carbonated water doesn't count because it's got flavoring in it. And I said, no, it's water.
You beg to differ.
With it depends on which one you get, but it's water with, like, the essence of whatever the flavor is in it. And so she said, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, because that's why I have it. Like, because I can't drink that much normal water. I just can't. I can't get that much past my taste buds. And so... So I had to have it with flavor in it so that it feels like I'm drinking more than just water.
Right.
And so she was like, well, let me see that can. And I handed it to her, and she was like, oh, my gosh, this is actually just water.
Like, there you
are. It is.
Coming up in a few moments, we got all the news fit to be heard. Brought to you by Fleet Tire, Midland Avenue. That was our big gift yesterday, $250 gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already reported that to the one and only Jerry Lingenfelter. He was traveling. That's why he couldn't be with us. He left me a message. I just didn't get it.
My bad. That's a bummer.
That's my bad.
We'll have to have him on in the new
year. We will. He's going to be a lot of fun. But today we're going to have Chad Campbell on here after a while. Of our good friends at Rusty Wallace Honda, where you were able to go yesterday, remember? On our little trip.
Yep, I remember.
Coffee trip.
There were special guests in his office. That was fun.
Yeah, we had to stop by and get those gift certificates, though.
Yeah.
We're about to give them
away.
That
we're about to give away, yep.
$450 gift certificates to Tarjay. Pretty cool. This newscast brought to you by Fleet Tire, Woodland Avenue.
Who told you that people pronounce it like that? I heard you pronounce it like that last week.
Actually, I heard...
Like, wow, Bob's not as old as I thought he was.
I don't know. I heard Dave Ramsey do it one time. He's old.
Yeah.
You tell him I said that. He's old.
Yeah.
Dave, you're old. I don't care who you are. You're old. 7:31. We got to go.
Who are you?
Bob Bell.
Hey, wake up.
Just as much a part of your morning routine as sending the kids off to school.
Enjoying yourself and having fun.
On Joy 620 WRJZ.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
From Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
99.5 in Sevier County and all over the world at WRJZ.com.
Yuletide carols.
Yeah.
Being sung by
the stylings of Nat King Cole and Riley Woody.
And folks,
Nat and Riley.
Like Eskimos.
Nat's like one of my favorites of all time. Such a classic voice.
Then you have good taste. I will give you that. I may disagree with you that some sugar sometimes goes in coffee.
It does not.
Which I don't. Now, I put stevia in my coffee.
Yeah.
Some stevia, not a lot.
Here's the thing. When you told me yesterday about that cup of coffee you had in Barbados, now that makes sense, okay? Coffee is better in Barbados, and I'm sure that the sugar was better in Barbados.
I don't know how they roasted the coffee, but there was something about it that was just seemed more rich.
Yeah. That's
and pure.
It's just fresh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I totally believe that, but like... When you're here in the States, like, if you're putting sugar in your coffee, and like, hey, I will order the Black Forest latte, and it doesn't taste like coffee, let me tell you. But, like, if I'm going to drink coffee...
I'm going to do that next time I'm down there, if
yeah,
it's
you
the
should.
Season.
Oh, it's good. And if you don't like coffee, you can order a peppermint fog, which is like a London fog, but, oh, it's so good. But anyways...
What's a London fog?
Tea.
Oh, that's
okay.
A tea.
It's tea, yeah. So I did a research
Did you know
paper.
Any of this, Dave? No,
I did a research paper on London fog, like the actual fog, not
really?
The drink.
Oh, not
and
the
so
drink.
Then I went into a coffee shop to do research, and I saw it on the menu, and I was like, hey, I gotta try this.
Because I'm writing a paper on London fog.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And so it was really good, the one that I got, but it's like an Earl Grey, it's like a latte.
Okay.
So it's still made with the milk, the steamed milk.
Which, that's very British.
Yes, but it's an Earl Grey brewed tea instead of coffee as the base. And
as the blind man said, I see.
Yes. So it's very good, too. But anyway, so they've got good drinks down there. It's not that you can't have sweet coffee, but what I'm telling you is once you put sugar in it, it's not really coffee anymore. Like, you're not tasting that bitterness. You're not getting that flavor of the coffee. So if you really just want something sugary... Go drink sweet tea. Just drink it hot. You know, like if you put sugar in your coffee you're drinking,
you're
straight,
so warped.
Just coffee. Enjoy the coffee.
For such a great conservative mind, you're still so warped.
Well, I am human.
You have parents who did the right thing and raised you right, but when it comes to coffeeology, you're a little warped. Now, you know a lot.
Well, I actually know what a macchiato and a cortado and a cappuccino and a latte are.
What is a
and an Americano. Okay,
but that sounds like something on a music sheet.
Oh, my gosh.
Sheet.
You got to do
Ladies and gentlemen, this next measure, we're going to sing cortado.
No, it's so good. So that's what I order everywhere. Every time I go into a new coffee shop, I order a cortado. I did two coffee shops in one day in Denver, and I did cortados, and I ended up with four shots in an hour. Which is not the way to go. Don't do that. It's like caffeine poisoning, you know. But don't do that. But a cortado is
was your
two
mouth
shots
running
of espresso.
Pretty fast?
You know, there wasn't anybody to talk to.
That's sad.
And I was doing homework. Oh, you know, but my fingers were running pretty fast. I was doing homework and thoughts
were
coming out of my head. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's two shots of espresso and milk. And so it
that's
down
pretty heavy.
The espresso and rounds it out so you can really taste it. If you order a shot of espresso, it's like one of the most disgusting things you ever tasted. But people do it all the time because the most condensed set of flavors, right, out of the coffee beans. So you get a richer, tighter experience if you're drinking a whole cup of coffee, which has got a lot more water in it. But if you do the cortada, you get the taste of the espresso without so much bitterness.
And now, I had some espresso coffee beans
that
you could actually, not coffee beans, but coffee bean chocolates.
Mm-hmm. That you could those are good.
Yeah, I think that's what caused my heart attack last year. No joke. All right, you've done a great job during this 12 Days of Christmas. You and Jenny have done fantastic, and I appreciate that. So we've got one final winner to give away.
Yep.
And we're going to dial that winner up here in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But first, what do we have over here? Well, look here. As the Lord is my witness, we've got Chad Campbell on the line with us from Rusty Wallace Honda at the intersection of Selection, I-75 and Callahan Drive. Chad, good morning. How are you, sir?
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Well, it's Christmas week, and we got a lot going on. I know that you all have a lot of inventory. You're ready to get out the door, and people come test drive and have a great time. I know you got some great bargains waiting on us, too, don't you?
That's right. You know, inventory's been a problem around everywhere right now. So
exactly.
But if you come by our lot, you're going to see it's probably a little less full than it normally is, but it's still got tons and tons of cars. I'm going to guess somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 to 250 cars on the lot right now. So you drive by a lot of lots and you see four and five and six vehicles on the lot. You think, whoo, not much to choose from there. But you get to the intersection of Selection, we work real hard to make sure you still got a good selection to choose from.
I drove by there Friday. It was real impressive. I've already got my daughter talking to me about getting something else from there. And they live all the way down in Jacksonville, you know, but they're going to come back. You know, you know where they're coming back to. They're going to come back. Anyway, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Bob.
Hey, listen, how many of these gift cards do we have from Target that we're giving away?
We've got four $50 gift cards from Target to be given to your lucky listener today.
I love this because this is our 12th and final giveaway on the 12 Days of Christmas before we wrap it up. And I've got to tell you, my friend, thank you for participating with us. This has been the most fun one we've had. We were just talking around here the other day. This is the most fun we've had with the 12 Days of Christmas since we've been doing it.
It's truly much more of a blessing to give it away than it is to get it.
So four $50 gift certificates to Target. We're going to reach in the box and draw it. Chad, once again, we're going to let you get back to it. You're a busy man. God bless you, and thank you, and Merry Christmas to all of you at Rusty Wallace Honda.
Thank you, Bob. Same to you and all at the station, and appreciate everything that you guys do for the community over there.
All right. Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. 743, so let's go to the phones, and we dial up, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Josh Cummings from out of town. Let's see. Let's see if I can dial this right. Ta-da-da-da-da. There we go. Let's see if Josh will answer the phone.
Morning, Josh.
Good morning, this is Josh. Good morning, this is Bob. Bob from Knoxville, Tennessee. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I'm just tickled to death you answered the phone because you have won, not one, but four $50 gift certificates to El Tarjay. How's that sound?
That is awesome, and that's going to make my wife super, super happy.
See, you already got your stocking stuffer, dude.
That's right, man. That's right. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much.
So you are in Bradenton, Florida. Is this correct?
That is correct. We're originally from Clarksville, Tennessee.
I started to say, you didn't sound like a Floridian.
The last 4 years.
You didn't sound like a Floridian.
No, I'm trying to hold on to my accent.
Praise God. Well, you hang on to it, brother. So, but your name is Joshua, which, of course, is Deliverer. I hope you know that. So then,
awesome.
You stayed at the Inn on the River recently. Is that correct?
That is correct. We had such a good time.
Did you like it up there in that part of Pigeon Forge? You're right next to the Christmas place and all that shopping and everything?
Absolutely, absolutely. We had a blast. It was a great time to get away and spend some time with family.
Well, Josh, we'll be sending you your four gift certificates that Miss Riley has told me that she will do that for you. Merry Christmas to you and your family, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you so much.
From Joy 620 WRJZ, from all over the nation, coast to coast, up and down, we give things away. We make people happy. Merry Christmas to you. 7:45. All right, one more segment of Coffee Talk.
Oh, yeah.
With the Riley Woody. She says, you need to be a coffee purist. I say, no, you don't. She says, you got to have a clean coffee cup. I said, no, you don't. You got to have some seasoning. What say you? I want your opinion, really. 865-342-5620. And Riley, we're trying to get people to put this in their contact list.
Oh, yeah.
Just make it a part. Our number should be right there.
Yep.
865.
We want to be your best friend. Call us every time you have something to say.
They are. 342-5620, because, you know, that's what Dave's here for, is to listen to you. 342-5620. We're back in a few moments. 746 now, 34 degrees.
Bob Bell, the man who will speak at any men's breakfast as long as the eggs are hot. And she shall reign forevermore, forevermore. And she shall reign forevermore, forevermore.
He was recently in Knoxville, Tennessee at Grace Baptist Church for a couple of nights. Chris Tomlin. And he did that song too. I've done that with a choir before. It's awesome. Kind of just blows you away. Coming up later today, Steve Brown and Key Life at 11:45. He has Pete Allinson with him, like he normally does on Fridays. But he's doing it every day this week.
Hmm.
It's like they're handling questions. But today, they're talking about what it means to know the Wonderful Counselor.
And the first name is Wonderful Counselor.
Yeah.
Now, let me make a statement, and then I want you to talk about it, because I've heard you teach on this, and it's so good. But wonderful, the Hebrew word means that's like supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, look, that's amazing kind of stuff. Wonderful, and counselor means wisdom, the font of wisdom. And so what Isaiah is saying 700 years before Jesus is born is that Jesus is going to be a lot of things. Mm. But one thing you're going to know is that you can trust his wisdom in your life, because he is the supernatural font of all wisdom.
Oh, okay. I'll go with that. 11:45 today. Key Life with Steve Brown and Pete Allinson. There was a headline that popped up on NBC just a second ago. There's a new Department of UFO Truth or something like that.
UFO office searching for the truth.
Yes.
Hmm.
Searching for the truth.
You know, sometimes I wonder if that was somebody's idea of, like, let's make some jobs.
Sure.
Just so that people can have jobs. They're not really going to be doing anything, but we're going to tell them that they're doing
now,
something.
Now, Riley.
They need to feel like they're doing
Riley,
something, right?
The government wouldn't do that, would they?
No comment.
7:53 at Joy 620, Riley Woody, who is much wiser than her years. Praise God.
I know that my university does that. If my university
no.
is a microcosm of the United States government, which, by the way, it is. there's definitely jobs out there that simply exist because people needed a job. And I'm not saying that it's bad to generate jobs. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying
is... But the job should have a purpose.
Yeah, because I don't want to be paying and not getting anything. Fair. Nobody wants to be paying for something they're not getting.
Well, that's true. That's fair.
And that's tax money.
That's,
when the government
like
creates...
Coffee.
Is it like coffee?
Yeah. I felt like I was shorted yesterday, but you
oh,
told
yeah.
me I was...
Did you know you got what you ordered, but man, you were bummed.
Did you see the
so
look
funny.
On my face?
Yeah, you were like, this is not a cup.
You know what the reason, though, I was so bummed? Because I felt ignorant.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
You know why I felt ignorant?
Yeah.
Because I'm ignorant.
Yeah. The very first time
doesn't
I
mean
ordered,
I'm a bad person, I'm just ignorant.
The very first time I ordered the cortado I was telling you about, that drink that I love so much, I didn't know what it was. And so it showed up, and I was like, I'm not sure I know what to do with this.
Is this it?
I actually sat there at the coffee table and Googled it. I was like, okay, how am I supposed to drink this, you know? Never had one before. What am I supposed to do?
So you ordered something that you had to Google how to consume.
Yeah. And then I consumed it. It was good.
Okay.
I told my my childhood best friend yesterday. She's in town from Brazil. She's a missionary there.
Cool.
And I told her, I said, you know, the people in this world that I have the most respect for are those who figured out how to get paid to drink coffee.
Really? Because there's people out there.
I know. They just go around and drink coffee and write about it. And they get paid the big bucks for that stuff.
A couple of years ago, we were wandering around Dollywood. Becky Mills, Jenny Bushkell, yours truly. And we run into a guy, he's 26 years old, and we start conversation with him. He's part of the whole Media Express group that was there to meet and talk to Dolly and to do interviews and this, that, and the other, as another season was coming upon Dollywood, right? So we're sitting there, what do you do for a living? He says, well, you're going to hate me, but I ride rides for a living.
Yeah.
He goes and rides roller coasters for a living. So the new roller coaster that was opening up there, he was in charge of riding it. Sitting down, writing a Google review, and that's all he had to do, submit it.
Yep.
You paid money, off we go.
Yep.
Next, 7:55 at Joy 620 WRJZ. No, I think you're getting cheated. If you have a clean coffee cup that's yours that you use every day that's just you, it's not 15 other people using it, it's just you, I don't think you should wash it.
Well, okay. I feel like that's a fair qualification. See, I live with two teenage boys and my mom and dad. And nothing is ever really yours in that house. So
this is
true. You can't trust that nobody else used it.
That's nasty.
Since the last time you used it.
I get it. Okay. Yeah. We've agreed to disagree.
Like you can put your initials on it and someone else will still use it.
But I know Mrs. Bell's not going to use my coffee cup. She's not a coffee drinker.
No, well, she also just doesn't want to touch that thing because it's gross.
Jordan Bell is not going to use my coffee cup because he's got his own coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
But he cleans his. He's 30. He doesn't know enough yet. He's not intelligent enough.
Maybe. I mean,
he's
maybe
a smart guy.
He's just
but he's
afraid that if he doesn't clean it, it might kill him. And you're just not afraid of that
anymore. He just doesn't know yet.
That was the nastiest coffee
That was not.
Cup I have ever
that was,
seen.
I've seen much nastier.
You have?
Oh, yeah. Radio stations, you kidding?
I bet you haven't done anything about it.
I've seen coffee.
You've got to help those people. They're real lost. Bob.
Honey, I've seen coffee that's too thin to plow and too thick to swim in. I'm serious. Mm. And I mean coffee cups that you could even empty. You could put a spoon inside of it, and the spoon might stand up and run away.
Okay. You can stop there.
7:57.
Let me ask you something. Do you know how to clean a coffee cup?
Absolutely.
So this is not one of those areas where you're ignorant. You don't know what to
do. No, I'm a clean man.
Okay.
Listen, I'm the one.
My brothers don't know how to use a brush.
No. I'm the one in the house that cleans the potties.
Oh.
I mean, I don't clean them, baby. I sanitize them.
All right.
Sparkling. Andy Griffith would be proud from No Time for Sergeants. Y'all know exactly the scene I'm talking about, you older people. 7:57.
Yeah, that's a point for Bob, then.
Yeah. For Joy 620 WRJZ. Plus, how do you think I landed the wife I got? By cleaning bathrooms and cooking. Yeah, not dumb. 7:57. Riley, thanks for being in here. Thanks for helping out with the 12 days. Tomorrow, it's going to be awesome. We've got not one, but three junior co-hostesses.
Yes. Y'all are going to love them. They have beautiful voices.
I love this.
Absolutely beautiful.
Maybe we can get them to do some special singing or something.
I hope so. I hope we can get a little Christmas music out.
I would love that. I would love that. Go out and do Jesus to someone today.
Just ended out the first hour of the Best of Bob Bell Show Christmas Eve edition. Little coffee talk with guest Riley Woody in the studio. Headed your way at the top of the hour, a rebroadcast of this past Wednesday's broadcast between 7 and 8. Bob's junior co-host have Lily, Ava, and May Hooten on the broadcast. That's coming your way at the top of the hour right here on WRJZ. Welcome into this Christmas Eve edition of the Bob Bell Show.